In years past, voters who knew they would be unable to go to the polls on election day went to the town or city clerk's office and applied for an absentee ballot. It was rare. During the pandemic, the Massachusetts legislature extended absentee voting to any voters who deemed congregating at the polling place dangerous to their health. The legislature noticed an increase in voter participation. So in the last legislative term, they gave the option to all registered voters. I spoke about this with Kingston Town Clerk Paul Gallagher. Primary is coming up September 6th. What's happening now in the process?
The state has sent out ballot applications to each registered voter in the state. It's only an application requesting a ballot. It's not a ballot. There's been confusion of that in the past. It requires a signature, and we need to make sure that the signatures are valid.
So if you don't want to receive a mail-in ballot, you simply ignore the cards that the state sent out?
Yes, absolutely. If you don't send it back, you won't get a ballot. We're starting to receive those. We're processing those through the state system that generates a label for each registered voter, and we send out the ballot that day. Everyone gets one ballot. That's it.
And here's a cause for suspicion. All registered voters have an identification number.
Every voter has a voter ID that tells us who is signed up to get the ballot. Then those ballots are treated just like an absentee ballot. They're stored in the vault until election day.
And the purpose of the ID is so that as a voter, I can track the process.
Yes, absolutely. There's a website that you can go on with the state, and you can put in your name and your address, and that will tell you whether or not your ballot has been sent and if it's been received.
Secure and transparent so far. What could go wrong?
There may be environmental issues.
A flood, a tornado, a hurricane.
Exactly.
Charles Matheson, WATD News.